You're late. I don't like it when people are late. Come in, sit down. Let's not waste any more of my time. Now, what is it you wanted to discuss? Yes, I know of the program. It's a very prestigious program, isn't it? Pretty much anyone who wants to apply for a PhD, you need to have gone there. You think you can get in? Well, why do you need me? A reference from the head of school would certainly help. But I don't know you. I'm not going to stake my reputation writing a reference for someone I don't even know. What grades did you get last semester? Not bad. Is there anything else that will make you stand out? Because everyone applying is going to have those grades. You have to have done something. Well, I can see why you want the reference. You currently don't have much chance of getting it. But I have a certain reputation in that field, shall we say? And so you're right. A letter from me recommending you would certainly help. But why should I do this? What are you going to do for me? You think you're the only student who can offer to do extra hours to act as my secretary? You are wrong. So, try again. What are you going to do for me? Anything I want? Now what could I do with the likes of you? What could I possibly use you for? You're not clever enough to help with my research. You probably don't have enough lab experience to help with the more practical side, so I don't think I have a use for you. Unless you can think of anything else. No, you can think of something else. Think. What would a guy want from a young, beautiful girl such as yourself? I can see by that look on your face that you understand now, don't you? No, this won't be a one-time thing. We've got a few months left of this semester. And if I'm going to put my name on the line, everything I've worked for, building up my reputation for years, I'm not putting that on the line for just anything. No, stay seated. I don't want to use you just yet. Consider this an audition. If you pass, I will call upon you. I might even take you out of class on occasion. You will come here and you will do whatever I wish. But only if you can entertain me now. So, do we have a deal? And it goes without saying, this stays between us. Now you can stand up. Show me that body of yours. Make me want it. You are a rather fine specimen of a young lady. Your breasts, perfectly formed, and just the right size. Although, that top is ruining the view. Remove it. You think I have all day? Faster. That's better. Your nipples are excellent. Pinch them. Harder. Oh, I can see. I can see in your eyes that you're pretending not to like the slightest of pain. But I can also see your nipples getting hard. And your lips. A smile curling at the end. So you are clearly enjoying that. You can reveal yourself to me. Don't be afraid, darling. Turn around. It's not all about the breasts. I want to see that ass and those legs. Bend over. Pull down those pants and the panties. Well, and now you're putting images in my head. You know, this may be worth it after all. Spread those cheeks for me. Very good. Sit down on the chair. No, keep the clothes off. Lie back. Spread those legs. Look at that pretty pink pussy. I like that you're wet. Yes, you are doing well. But you still have some way to go. I want to hear you come. And I get what I want. I didn't work for so long, so hard, to get to this point in my life and not be able to take what I want. So, play with yourself. Touch your clit. Spread those lips. That's it, show me. Show me how much you enjoy it. Show me how much you want to please me. Because if you mess this up, the only way you can make up for it is down a road that you do not want to take. Unless you like the idea. Being bound, gagged, blindfolded, used by me and some of my friends. Oh, but maybe then you like that idea. And if so, if you please me, maybe one night we'll explore those desires of yours. But right now, focus on that feeling as you tease your clit. as you play with that little sweet, juicy cunt. Fuck yourself slowly. I want to see how tight you are. Oh, looks like that finger barely fits. I don't think you'll be able to manage my thick cock. But I'm gonna try anyway. Not today. But soon. Or maybe even this afternoon. Do you want that? You want to be fucked? You want my cock inside you? Do you want me pounding that cunt? Fucking you relentlessly, using you as my little slave, my little slut. Oh, that's it, faster. Oh, look at you, eyes closed, biting your lip, furiously playing with that pussy of yours. Oh, faster, ravage that pussy. Oh, come on. Don't stop. Keep going. Let out a moan. Come on, don't hold back. Don't you dare fucking hold back. Give everything to me. That is a sound I could listen to for days. Stop. Put your hands on your thighs. Look at me. Look into my eyes. I want to see just what you're thinking. I want to look inside you. Oh, God, you want it so bad. The lust, desire, the need to be fucked. It's all there in your eyes. Go, touch yourself. Fuck yourself for me. Oh, come on. I grow tired of our games. You want to please me. You want to entertain me. Yes. You want this. And if you really fucking want this, you're going to come for me. Not just yet, though. I just wanted to see how worked up you could get quickly. I'm pleasantly surprised. Tell me, do you like sucking cock? I can't hear you. Do you like sucking cock? Such a good girl. Such a sweet little plaything. You came in here looking so innocent. And now look at you, a filthy mess in my office. Those fuck juices of yours are dripping down the inside of your thighs, down past that little ass, all over my chair. I might have to get you in a maid costume to clean that up one day. Oh, look at you go. Okay. How fast can you go? How hard can you go? Come on, show me. Come on, is that it? That fucking it? Do it. faster, harder. Are you gonna come? Will you come for me? Oh, good answer, you better fucking come. Come for me, now. Yes, right, fucking now. Come for me, all over those fingers. Oh, that's it, come on, cover those fingers in your cum juices. Come, come for me, my little plaything, my little fucking slut. Oh, come, that's it. Oh, good girl. Oh, good girl. Oh, look at you go, your body shaking like that. Oh, tensing up around those fingers. Oh, well, you got me very excited indeed. I think this just might pan out. Do you have class this afternoon? None anymore, you don't. Oh, we're going home. And I'm gonna use you every way you can imagine.